Okay, let's begin with a prayer. Father, we thank you for the Master Life training. Thank you for so many brothers and sisters. They want to dedicate themselves to this training process. And most of all, they want to give their lives to Christ and live a Christ-centered life. We ask for your mercy and your grace upon this class, that the teacher and the students, all of us, will join hearts together in our pursuit to be disciples of Christ. Give us your blessings, and we lift up this time to your hand. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, spend time with the Master. This is the first class. Last time we had an introduction. And today we're going to review what we've learned last week. Last week, what's the topic of last week's lesson? Spend time with the Master. Okay, let's go through it. First, let's review the six spiritual disciplines. What are they? Okay, yeah, you will memorize all of this, the six spiritual disciplines. The first is to spend time with the Master. That's the topic of last week's lesson. And in 5 days, you'll learn the following subtopic. First, you'll learn the first priority, which is Christ. Putting Christ first. You have many things you want to have in your life, but to be a disciple is to determine to put Christ as priority number one. On day two, you'll learn under Christ's control. There are many competing things in your life. You'll learn how, in practice, you put Christ as the first priority of your life. He's your Lord, not just in words, but in action. On day three, we learn connected to the vine. He's the vine where the branches. We learn how to have a daily quiet time. And that's very important for the success of the discipleship training. You will have a daily quiet time during the six-month period. And even after Master Life is over, you'll no longer use this book. You will still keep on to have a daily quiet time. That will last a lifeline, and you will benefit from that. On day four, the topic is learning obedience. Do what he says. Know what he has ordered us, and we are willing to be obedient to do what he says. And the last day, day five, the topic is challenges to obedience. You're for sure going to have challenges. And even when the challenges come, you are decided, no matter what, I will learn. I will try my best to be obedient to Jesus Christ. Okay, that's what we learned last week. That's the first discipline. Spend time with the Master. You will notice that mostly that means you're going to connect to Him. You will have a daily quiet time, and you will learn to have Christ as the Master of your life. This coming week, our topic is living the Word. That means the discipline of studying God's Word, hear of it, study it, memorize it, and apply it. Number three is praying faith. Learn how to pray, not just petition, but pray in faith, expecting God will answer your prayers. Number four is a fellowship with the believers, true Christian fellowship. What does that mean? What is true Christian fellowship? And the Master Life will teach you what is true Christian fellowship. Then outwardly, we'll witness to the world, to the lost people. In this coming week, you're going to put five lost persons in your prayer list and start to pray for them. And the number six discipline is minister to others. What is Christian service? When you serve, what does it mean? And where's your post? How do you serve? We're going to learn the six disciplines in this class, Master Life. Okay. Then last week we learned spend time with the Master. I'm going to do some review with you. First, I'm going to ask you, okay, have you completed all the assignments?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
All of you?
Yes.
Completed all the assignments? Okay, how much time does it take you to finish the assignment?
Long.
Is it more than 1 hour? Amy, how long? But for sure, more than 20 to 30 minutes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You will endure. Now we're going to do some review. Okay? In the lesson last week, I think it's the first day, the book teaches us who is a disciple. Who can give me some answer? Who's a disciple? There are three definitions.
Deny himself.
Okay, I'm actually looking for something else.
Yes.
One of 12, okay, the 12 disciples, specifically 12 disciples, that's one of them. And what are the two? Remember, John the Baptist had disciples. Pharisees had disciples. So the first definition of a disciple is what? Yeah, committed follower of a certain teacher, right? Then you have the 12, right? Then we are looking for the third definition, and what's that? That's a committed person who meet Christ's requirement. Okay, it says in your book. Christ, and the Christ's requirement is to deny himself and follow him. Okay. So we have three definitions of disciple. And we are looking at the number three definition, and that's us. Oh. Okay. Okay, number two, what are the two reasons Jesus chose the disciples? There are two reasons he chose disciples, and what are that? Yes. The first one is when Jesus chose disciples, he wanted to be with him. He wanted them to be with him. He wanted those people to spend time with him, to be with him. That's the first reason. Wanted those people to be with him. And the second reason is
to send them out.
Yes. First, he wants them to be with him, to learn from him. Then he wants to send them out. And that's the same reason we have here to be the disciple of Jesus, is to be with Christ himself and to be sent out. Okay, number three. What did Jesus do when people began following him? Okay, in the Bible, we learn the story. Some people want to follow Jesus. What did Jesus do? Okay, he gave really high standards. Yeah. How does our book put it? It says he always first discouraged them, right? Discouraged them. He asked them, do you really have the commitment? Do you really want to follow me? He gave them very high standards. And ask them, counting your cost, the cost of discipleship. Luke 14, remember? So that's what Jesus told people when they, oh, Jesus, I want to follow you. So, oh, have you counted your cost? Do you really want to follow me? You know, do you know what it takes to follow me? To deny yourself and take up your cross daily to follow me. Okay? So Jesus asked for total commitment in order to follow him. List the three characteristics Jesus says should be in a disciple's life. So if you're a disciple, then you should have these three. Love, yes. Obedience and thank you. That's good. Remember the book draw a picture, a tree. The root is love. And then the trunk, the branch, it's obedience. And the fruit. Then we have the fruit. Master life. This course, the special point of this book is it teaches us to be obedient. The most important thing you will learn in this 6 months is to always say yes to Jesus, to be obedient to him. No matter how do you feel, what do you want, we learn obedience. Okay. Name two things that are required to obey Christ's command. This is very easy actually. Well, actually, first thing is, yes, you have to know them. You have to know what are the commands, right? That's very easy, very simple, straightforward. You have to know them. Then how do you know them? You have to know what he said, what's in God's word, okay? The first thing is to know the commands. And the second thing is to do the commands, okay? You have to know it. Know them and you have to do them, okay? Okay, so I did some review of our first week's lesson. Have you all signed your discipleship covenant last time? Okay, I'm going to review it again. Okay? And if you have time, your small group time, if you have extra time, review the covenant again. It's a crucial for the success of the training process that you will stick to the covenant. You'll be faithful in carrying out the covenant that you have signed. Okay. The Master Life program, the most prominent feature of the program is to make a Christ of our life each day. So each day, when you have quiet time, you acknowledge that Christ is the Lord of your life. We're going to do this for 6 months and build up the habit. Okay. You will attend all weekly sessions, that's this, unless providentially hindered. Okay. You'll spend time each day as needed to complete all assignments. I just ask you how much time you spent. Gradually, it will get easier as you get familiar with the process. And have a daily quiet time. Okay? You're going to build up this habit during this 6 month course. Okay? And you'll keep a daily master communication guide about the way God speaks to me and I speak to him. Someone asked me about this. How should we proceed? Because you have your own Bible reading plan. And then in the Daily Master Communication Guide, it always asks you to read some passage. Okay. So do I have to do both? Okay. If you have time, you do both. But if your time is limited, just read your Bible. Okay. Read your Bible. Always read your Bible first. The point is, after this 6 months, you will no longer use this book. Okay. No longer use it. But you still read your own Bible. What I want you to do is to build up a habit. Okay. Build up a habit of Bible reading. If you have time, you read your Bible, you do the Master Communication Guide, those passages. If you don't have time, just read your Bible and write down something that touches your heart. You think God has spoken to you through that passage you just read, or your response. You don't have to fabricate it. If that day something touched your heart, just write it down. But if nothing happened, just read your Bible faithfully. And also in the covenant, be faithful to my church in attendance and stewardship. This is very easy to understand. Love and encourage each group member. This is very important. Your small group will be the key point of the success of Master Life program. Those people in your group, they are very important to you. And you are very important to them. So know each other and pray for each other, encourage each other. Share my faith with others. Okay? During this 6 months, we'll pray to God that He give us opportunity to be a witness for Him. And later on, we will have assignments that you are going to do some personal evangelism. But right now, week by week, we ask God give us opportunity to share our faith. Keep in confidence anything that others share in the group session. Maybe not in this session, but later in the small group. As we get into the lesson weeks and weeks later, you'll get to know each other more. And you open your hearts, you want to share your stories with your group members. What you have listened, you have heard, keep that in the group. Some of the information are confidential. Don't share with other people. Submit myself to others willingly in accountability. Okay, accountability is very important. So later on in the small group time, you will check each other's homework. Someone will hold you accountable. Okay? We all need that. Okay, on our self, on our own, we tend to slip. But if some brother and sister hold us accountable, that will help us a lot. Become a discipler of others as God gives opportunity. So after you finish this training, later on, you will be a discipler. You will do what I'm doing now. Okay? You will help other people to be a disciple of Christ. Support my church financially by practicing biblical giving. That's very fundamental. That's basic. And pray daily for group members. Always pray for your group members. These are the covenant. I hope you have read them, understand them, and sign your covenant. Accountability group translate to into a 督责小组. Roughly it's 5 to 6 people a group. Some group has more people. Some group has less people. That's fine, but it's a small group. You share with each other. Open your hearts to other people. They are your brothers and sisters and fellow disciples. Sign each other's discipleship covenant. I hope you have done so already. And check each other's weekly assignment. That's what you're going to do today. And pray for each member of your group. Oh, and also pray for me. I will have God's wisdom, grace, know how to carry out my responsibility as a leader of this training. Okay, Master Life asks you to do some Bible verse memorization. So far we have 2 verses. Do you know which 2 verses? Okay, the first one is the thing verse. That's Luke 9:23. Can you recite it from your memory? Okay. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. Okay, in English you have different versions, New American Standard, New International Version, or King James, or the many. So I have different versions, but in Chinese, most likely is the Yuning version, He He Ben. If it's more convenient for you to remember it in Chinese, that is fine. 若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。So you have already committed this verse into your memory. And then last week we learned the second verse. What is that? Okay, John 15:5. Can you do it? I just suppose all of you have remembered it already. Okay, because later on in the small group time, you will recite it to each other. And other people will check if you have remembered. We're going to do this week by week. In book one, we're going to remember 7 verses. Okay. All right, daily quiet time. Okay. Read your Bible 2 chapters a day, 5 days a week. This is your Bible reading plan. This format is from my personal experience. It's most workable plan. Some people has a more extensive plan. They read more Bible. They spend more days. They have a quiet time 7 days a week. Many Christians try to do the daily quiet time. They want to love God, but they started with a huge program. Then later on, maybe 2-3 weeks into the program, they drop it. It's rather you have a simple program, but it will last. So my requirement is only one chapter is fine. I'm doing one chapter a day myself. 2 chapters is good too. 1 to 2 chapters a day, 5 days a week. And you pray. You always read your Bible and pray. Some church teach people you pray first, and then you read your Bible. Either way, you can start with praying, then you read your Bible. My personal habit is I will read the Bible first. I have God's words inside me first. Then I pray to Him. That's for many years been my habit. I always read Bible first, and then I pray. Sing a hymn. It's optional if you are musical, you like to sing, sing a hymn is good. In the past, our church, we issue some CDs, some devotional CDs. We ask our choir, our pianist to record the music for you so you can sing a hymn. Make it simple. Okay? This is what I do as a pastor. A pastor's mind is for the whole congregation. I always think, what will work for the whole congregation? So in the past, if you are in the Chinese congregation, you know we have several programs in the past to encourage people to have a devotional life. And we always make it simple. We only ask you to read 1 or 2 chapters a day and pray and sing a hymn. And if you just read it through, you can do it in 15 minutes. If you want to spend more time to meditate upon it or do some study, it will take you more time. But it's a simple program. And it's workable. Yeah. I think your book mentioned. But actually, several weeks ago, someone actually asked me this question. Should I get up 4 a.m.? I said, go back to sleep. Never get up at 4 a.m. I'll be so devoted. I will spend 3 hours in the morning reading God's word and pray. you will last only 2 days. So especially you young people get enough sleep, just don't go to bed too late. In this 6 months, try to discipline yourself by going to bed earlier. Get yourself enough sleep, get up, and have your quiet time. It doesn't have to be very elaborate, but it must be working. It will work for you. It has to last for at least 6 months. And I believe after 6 months, you will build up the habit anyway. Take advantage of the accountability group. On your own, you will give up easily. But with your brothers and sisters in the small group, you're going to ask each other, did you have daily quiet time last week? And you have to answer honestly. Yeah. And in this way, we help each other, encourage each other, pray for each other. And that will help us. Okay. Build up this habit in 6 months and make it last. Yeah. Okay, that's the daily quiet time and the prayer covenant list. You're going to learn this next week. It's next week's homework. But I will mention it a little bit. It's actually very simple format. You just record the request and the date and then the answer and the date. And if you do have a Bible promise to your request, write it down. Most of the time, I don't have one. I just have the urgency to make a prayer. I just pray. Like you know this for the books. I really worried about the books a lot before the class began. I pray to God, God, please let me have all the books before the Master Life begins. And you read my email, you know what happened. I went to the Braille Lifeway bookstore. Make sure they're going to give me all the books. And in the end, they don't have the books. And after 3 weeks, they told me, oh, it's on back order. We don't have the books. I said, my class is going to start in 1 week. What am I going to do? I said, I'll call you back tomorrow. Tomorrow, they never call me back. I get mad with them. But I don't have the books. But you know the rest of the story. Ishan, our dear sister, found this website. It's by Avery Willis, his own website, the author's website. And I think most of you got your books with cheaper price. You pay less. If you go to lifeway.com or amazon.com, you pay more. So we just praise God for all his wonderful doing. And some of you know what happened just now, early today in the Chinese congregation. There's a miracle going on in our church, actually. That is for the past 10 years. We never miss a baptism. Our church is one of the very, very special church that has a scheduled baptism. I've seen more than 90% of the churches. What they do is when they have someone say, oh, pastor, I want to be baptized. Okay. Well, wait, we have three or five people. Then we have a baptism. Okay. Then so, oh, we now have several people. We're going to have baptism. But our church, no matter how, every 3 months, we will have a baptism. And the miracle, I just mentioned this. In the past 10 years, we never missed a scheduled baptism. Every 3 months, we always have someone want to be baptized. Sometimes we have even five or six times because some people just, oh, cannot make it on the scheduled baptism. Can we do an extra one? But today will be our first scheduled baptism at this facility, Church on Pearl. And my prayer in the past 2-3 months, to be honest, I really worried about this. I said, God, please, don't let this happen. After we move to Church on Pearl and no one get baptized. It's important we don't get distracted by the building project. And our people still focus on the ministry. People still come to Christ and get baptized. But anyway, to make a long story short, Friday night, I'm pretty sure we don't have a baptism. Actually, on that day, I wrote a very discouraging letter to some of you have received my letter. My heart was broken. But anyway, yesterday afternoon, I received this phone call, and as you know, Lucy's mom wants to get baptized. Then later on, I talked to her on the phone and go through the Roman road, go through the Bible verses with her, very sure that she believes in God and she wants to get baptized. And then this morning, we had our first baptism here at the Church on Pearl. So praise God for that. And I want to thank Alight a lot. He did a lot of work. He came very early this morning to fill the water in the baptistry. We need warm water, so we need some hot water. He just spent a lot of time to prepare for this first baptism here in Church on Pearl. So these are our prayer covenant list. You can do this personally anytime. You're touched. You just write it down, your request. If you do have a Bible promise to go with it, you just write down the Bible promise. And you do this with the expectation that God will answer it. Okay. So not just say it, God will answer it with this kind of expectation, and we'll see what God do. Okay. So these two things I just mentioned, I learned something from this experience myself. Okay. I'm also a fellow student like you. I learned the faithfulness of God. So I'm blessed by the experience. Something occurred to me this morning, actually. Maybe we can have a community prayer covenant list of CBCWLA. And some of you are capable to do it online. Maybe we create a community prayer covenant list. Any one of you can, God touches your heart, you can put a prayer request online. Okay? And that will be our community prayer covenant list of CBCWLA, not just Master Life. We can expand this to all the fellow brothers and sisters, and then we see what will happen, see the experience the faithfulness of God altogether. So just an idea. Okay, write down your request, make it specific, write down the date, write down the Bible promise to your request if there's one. Pray with expectation that God will answer your request. And write down how and when God answers your prayer. And remember to thank God when He answers your request. Okay? Always remember to thank Him and share it with other people. Okay? Prepare to add 5 lost persons to your list. Okay, be prepared to do this. You are going to do this in the following week. To think of 5 persons who are lost and write their names down and start praying for their salvation. Okay, Disciples Cross, I will go through this briefly. To some of you, this is very easy, but the book teaches us to learn the step by step. By now, you should be able to draw the circle and with Christ in it. And the Bible verse, John 15:5, you will memorize all the verses. You will be able to recite them. Okay, and in the end of the first book one, after six weeks, and you will be able to draw the disciples' cross yourself from the circle and the 4 directions, and write down the Bible verses and recite all of them, and explain it to other people. Of the disciples' cross. Okay, briefly, the disciples' cross started with an empty circle, which means you, the disciples' heart, that he denied himself, emptied himself, so it's empty. But it does not stay empty. He asked Christ to get into his heart. So Christ is the vine, and we are the branches. And we spend time with him, your daily quiet time, to remain in him. Okay, this you already know. And the book teaches us the vertical line, upward and downward, are your relationship with God. Upward, prayer. You pray to him, pray in faith. Downward, word. You study your Bible, God's word. So these two disciplines you do, it will enhance, help you with your relationship with God. We will do that faithfully. In this program, you're going to live in the Word, study the Bible faithfully. Okay. This is the verses you're going to memorize this following week. I think Brother Frank used these verses for his evangelistic meeting. The truth shall set you free. This is what we're going to remember. Okay, we'll learn this week by week, so I'm not going to spend time on it. And the horizontal direction means your relationship with people. To the believers, you have fellowship with the believers, and to the unbelieving world, witness to the world. Okay. After the discipleship training process, you will master all of the disciplines. Fellowship with the believers. Okay. I've gone through this last week, so I'm not going to spend time on it. Okay. This is the full picture. Okay. And there's another one I got from the internet. Okay. Master Life, the Disciples' Cross. Okay. In the end of book one, you'll be able to do all of this. Okay, next week's assignment. Let me go through it briefly. Please turn to your book. Let's see, page 31, yes. Page 31, week two, Live in the Word. That's the topic of next week's lesson. And this week's goal, you will grow closer to Christ as you learn to live in the Word by having a daily quiet time and by memorizing scriptures. Then, the next item, My Walk with the Masters, this week. It has the six disciplines we just mentioned, and you will just do them line by line, do all the assignments. As you know already, when you finish, complete one, there's a diamond in front of each assignment. When you finish one, you just draw a vertical line. And later on, in small group time, someone will check your assignment. If you complete the assignment, they will draw a horizontal line to make a cross. That means you finish your assignment. Okay. Let me go through it briefly. Week 2 assignment highlight. Okay. You will complete the daily activity and the weekly assignment. You're going to memorize John 8, 31 and 32, two verses this time. Okay. Not long verses, but you're going to altogether three verses. Luke 9, 23, John 15, 5, and now John 8, 31 to 32. You will pray for each member of your group by name. Okay. And you will get better acquainted with a member of your group. Visit or call that person. That means you will choose a member from your group and get to know him or her better this week. Okay. Talk to this person. Eventually you're going to know better all of the members in your group. Okay, here it is again, list the the names of five lost persons on your prayer covenant list. This week you will understand why it's called a prayer covenant. It's a covenant God made with you because He promised that He will listen to your prayer. Okay, then finally, small group time. We're going to break into a small group again, and this is what you're going to do in the group time. You're going to pair with someone other than your spouse to check each other's My Walk with the Master this week. Mark the diamond boxes accordingly. Okay. We're going to do this every week for 6 months. Yeah. Quote memory verses Luke 9:23 and John 15:5 to each other. We're going to remember and memorize Bible verses each week. Practice explaining the center of the disciples' cross to each other. That's simple, just a circle, remember? Okay. Okay, this is, some people, maybe to some people this is very mechanic, but try to be obedient. Just do what the book asks you to do, and get a habit of doing it. Okay. All right, number four, read Luke 14:26. Okay, number four is optional. If you do have extra time, you just read this passage. What are the things over which Jesus said He must have priority? Okay. Actually, you did this already in your book, but if you do have extra time, your small group time, just review it. Ask volunteers to share how they felt when they complete the inventory. Remember, you did an inventory last week, page 29 through 30. This is voluntary. If people don't want to share, that's fine. If people want to share, then it's good. Then at last, we pray for each other. Then you are dismissed. Okay. Any questions? Any comments? Yes, Angela. Page 19.
Yes, it says, for example, we see the atonement act, adoration, confession.
Oh, Acts, yeah, okay. It teaches here that there are four dimensions of your prayer, and you use the word Acts, the acronym Acts. In your prayer, you can do A, adoration. Adoration is like a praise and worship. Your adoration to God, you can praise God, call on His name. Then you can do C, that's confession. Confess to God things we have commit, that we are sinners. We see a lot of this in the Psalms. David or other writers of Psalms always confess their sins to God. Then the T is thanksgiving. Okay? We give thanks to God for the things He has done to us. Your prayer has been answered, or anything you feel thankful. God, I thank you for my health, for my family, for my church. Give thanks to God. Then the last item is a supplication, which means a request, a petition. Okay? It's supplication. God, I'm praying for brother so-and-so, sister and so-and-so, and for myself, I'm going to have exam next week or something. That's the supplication. Usually we only have the supplication. Our prayer is just to make a request to God. But here it expands the dimension of prayer. You can do adoration and confession and thanksgiving. Remember, I just mentioned earlier that this is for the quiet time. The key of your quiet time is to make it simple and make it work. And the acts, the prayer act, that's very good. You can gradually apply this principle to in your prayer life. But if every day, your daily quiet time, you say, I have to do X, ACTS, then you spend like 10 minutes doing this. You're not going to last. Just make it simple. If I have a request today, make a request. You have things to thank God, you do Thanksgiving. And you have a extra time, Saturday morning, all of a sudden, I have nothing to do. I'm going to spend 1 hour. I'm going to pray a half hour. I'm going to thank God. I'm going to give glory to Him. And that's fine. What I want to see is 6 months later, all of you are still here. And you do have your daily quiet time, and you enjoy the benefit from it. Yeah, you can talk to me anytime in the church or email to me, call me. Yes, Jonathan?
Will the assignment, Minister of the World, demonstrate how others know that you are a Christian?
Yeah.
What exactly will
you have? That's
the first
one.
Yeah. It's very easy. Let people know that you are a Christian. Yeah. It's not a personal evangelism yet. Okay, like someone talk to your classmate or your friend. I go to church. Oh, you are a Christian. Or sometimes they see you pray before a meal. Or what? Oh, you are a Christian. Sometimes they see you read your Bible. Oh, you are a Christian. It's just some simple things that. You are not hiding that you're a follower of Christ, and people will know, and that's good. You don't have to do it intentionally, but if you're a Christian easily, that can be done many times in 1 week. Yeah. Okay. Then we're going to break into small group time.